American military experts are already in Liberia assessing the situation there, and many in Congress expect at least some U.S. troops to be dispatched there in the immediate future. At the Capitol today, there were words of caution about that possibility. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more.
The Senate Armed Services Committee met today in closed session for an intelligence briefing on Liberia by three Pentagon officials. Earlier, Senate Republicans had lunch with Vice President Dick Cheney, who gave them an update on White House thinking, also behind closed doors. Emerging from that lunch, Republican senators expressed support for the president, but asked for more information about what the U.S. mission in that country might be and what role allies might play in that mission. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas is a member of the Senate Republican leadership.
I will want to see if it is a peacekeeping mission, and are we going to bring in other countries to be helpful here so that we don't spend our troops needlessly. And if it's not a peacekeeping mission, I'm going to have to know what the United States security interest is.
Senate Democrats also held a luncheon meeting today discussing Liberia, among other subjects. Democratic leader Tom Daschle was also careful in choosing his words about a new U.S. commitment overseas.
I would hope, though, that we would again recognize the need for multilateral approaches to solutions such as this. Obviously, involving other countries is critical, not only in Liberia, but Iraq and Afghanistan. And I hope the extent to which we can do that can be more clearly demonstrated in the days and weeks ahead.
Tomorrow morning, the Senate Armed Services Committee is scheduled to hear from Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on lessons learned so far from the U.S. presence in Iraq. The secretary will likely hear questions at that session about the next prospective commitment of troops as well. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.